coming in hot.
Sorry. Oh, I feel way better. Like,
yeah, good.
The headache I had is like gone.
Is it because you made brownies?
Shout out. Well, that helped. But shout out to the Advil.
And the aroma of the chocolate.
That was Aleve.
It's the same thing.
Pain reliever with an A.
Whatever.
Hi,
what's up?
Hi.
How are thou?
What are we talking about today, Joy?
Private Practice.
Private Practice.
5, episode 12.
Losing Battles.
Ooh.
Oh, is that what it's called? Okay.
Quick synopsis. Just as Violet's personal life takes a turn for the better with Scott, the paramedic, Joanna arrives in need of urgent medical attention, being both pregnant and badly beaten. Cooper, Charlotte, and Amelia all counsel Erica on the toughest decision of her life, and Addison and Jake meet with potential surrogates.
So,
and go.
Oh, sorry, the brownies are ready.
Pause for brownies.
Can you pause for podcast?
I don't know. We're just gonna.
Me and Anna can just chat about.
You can do it, Android.
I'm sure I can. I'm just scared to try.
Oh my god,
all we would have to do is say the synopsis again. So why not try?
Okay, we're back from the brownie mishap.
They're not ready yet, so we're fine.
A few more minutes.
Mishap is not a mishap.
Wait, why is it red now? Has it always been?
Because
red?
It went over the other recording. This is round two.
Oh.
I went over the mistake we made.
What mistake?
Never mind.
Wait, what? Can you go back and play and just make sure it's playing?
It's working, I promise.
Watch us record this whole thing and it doesn't work.
She uploads it.
Okay, guys, we figured out the intricacies of the recording device on my phone.
So listening to yourself, is that weird to you guys?
That's so weird because my voice sounds even worse than I thought.
A little bit.
Is it weird?
I've gone back and I've listened to a few of them as we've been redoing them, like uploading them again, and it's not as bad as I thought it would be. I think we're funny.
Well, that's good.
That's good. That's important.
Somebody does.
But speaking of, so we switched over to Audio Boom. Everything's being uploaded on Audio Boom and being re-uploaded to the website. So some of our posts are disappearing and we're re-putting them up. And so things are going to be different. Also, we're not going to be choosing our show at the end of the podcast anymore because we're going to try and do it a more efficient way.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are just going to have to tune into the next episode to figure out what we're talking about.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
So after this one, you don't know what's coming.
Dun, dun, dun.
But we do.
Yeah, we do. Okay.
Wait.
I don't know what's wrong with me
today.
I'm
wearing a shirt with an open back, which I never thought I would see that.
Right?
And it's making her all sorts of sexual over here.
New boobs, new me.
I mean, she was already sexual, but like... This is a lot now.
I'm still really sad that after my surgery, I had the idea before I went in, but I didn't do it when I woke up, was whenever you guys text me to text back, new boobs, who this?
Oh, yeah,
and I completely forgot in my drugged up state. And I was like, damn it, that would have been so funny.
Yeah. But no, just sexy back now.
We're bringing sexy back.
So back to...
Private Practice, that's
private
right.
Private Practice. So I'd never seen it before.
This
Chris, by the way, sorry.
Yeah.
Have we stopped introducing ourselves?
Oh, yeah, I guess we kind of have.
Oops. Well, okay.
You should know us by now.
Yeah, because
we have like
time.
10 episodes. Come on.
And it's only our moms listening.
Hey, mom, so they definitely know.
And Cabronas and Chingonas, shout out.
Oh, yeah, shout out. Woo-hoo! Y'all are like the only ones who care about us. So.
We love their podcast. I listen, which one did I listen to? The Coco one?
Coco.
And then the One Day at a Time one where I was like,
oh yeah, I listened to it. Yeah, it was great.
It was so great. So shout out to
love them.
Those ladies. They're cool. Go follow them and listen to them.
I feel like anything like question wise podcast, we should probably ask them. Since they like
probably do
new, but since they're like, you know, whatever.
More established than we are.
You know who we could also ask to produce these things? Melina.
We won't get into
she
that.
She literally does this.
Well,
for
why
a
isn't
living.
She okay. Well later.
Because we don't send her anything. We need to, like, send her the audio.
Well, no, she can follow
like...
us. Hello. She's on social media.
Not really.
Okay. But anyway, back to the task at hand.
So,
okay,
Crystal, you have not...
I've never seen it.
This
no.
is not a kind
You've
of
never
show.
Seen any Shondaland show, have you?
Besides,
like, random episodes here and there.
No, I had watched the first half of season one of How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay.
And I could not do it because it's ridiculous. And it was killing me because I love Viola Davis with everything in me.
Yeah.
And that show is just... absurd.
Yeah, that show is...
ridiculous.
It's super heightened. Everything is super heightened and super...
Everything is, like, high risk and,
yeah.
like...
Yeah. And it is a bit ridiculous. Like, the premise is out there.
I liked it.
Season one, I enjoyed.
Season one was great.
Season two, when I started watching, I was like, oh, it's the same thing.
Oh, really?
Like, it's literally the same setup.
Yeah.
And I was like,
they were doing
bye.
The most for that show. Like, I was just
and
like,
then I was,
too dramatic.
spoilers if you haven't seen that show, really. I was so sad about who they killed off because that's who I really cared about. One of the two people that I cared the most about. Poor little Wes.
Yeah, I don't
know. And Joy, what's your relationship with Private Practice and Shondaland?
I love Scandal. Scandal is everything. Again, another one of those that's like super hyped and like kind of ridiculous at times, and like I have my own thoughts about the show and my own canons that like I would want to happen, but of course they never happen because, you know, whatever, I'm not writing the show.
Mistake number one.
I really did love How to Get Away with Murder. There was just so much to keep up with. It's like soap opera on like crack.
Yeah,
it's definitely. Like a lot of murder, a lot of cheating, a lot of intrigue,
a lot of getting mystery. Away with it, you know.
And then Scandal, there's just a lot of scandal,
which is great. I love political shows, and I love, like, I live for that shit. Like, because if I was smart enough and I'd chosen a different major, I would love to be in that.
Me too.
I can't fit that much history in my brain.
I tried to like take another poli sci class, but. I
loved it.
I started to take it. I saw the syllabus and I was like, this is really intimidating. Bye. I dropped it. I got way too scared by the syllabus.
If I could do school for fun, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
And like, don't like test me or quiz me. Like,
just let me learn.
Like, instead of like a formal like test exam, yeah. Like, how about let's have a conversation about it? I think that's much more practical.
Yeah. Podcast idea.
But you're not a Grey's Anatomy fan and you've never seen this.
Grey's Anatomy is poop.
Watch your mouth.
Like poop?
Like terrible.
You know, this is like, there's a print advisory on this. Like, it's not.
We say the word fuck. You can say shit.
No, I know. No, the show but is it's poop. Just, it's so bad. It's like, it's just
it's poop. It's poop emoji. It's just so poop.
I don't care for it. It's like so.
Smiling poop emoji.
Because I don't want to be too mean.
It's like the Hallmark Channel. Like, it's just...
Oh, dang, really?
Oh, no. Watch yourself. You have not... You don't know Grey's Anatomy really, if you're saying no, that. No,
I tried it. Well, I just don't like that sort of thing. Like, what is it? Procedurals or whatever? Like, I mean, I think I watched enough of ER to, like, fill up my limit of any medical show ever.
ER is great, yeah.
Because I saw ER when I was growing up. So that's enough medical shows for me for pretty much the rest of my life.
Maybe if I didn't watch ER, because I've seen a handful, actually no, just one episode of Grey's Anatomy. And while I had relationships in ER, it wasn't really about the relationships of the doctors. It was more just like them helping the patients and like
mm-hmm. What I appreciate.
But they were still a family and they cared about each other.
Okay, so hi, I'm Anna and I'm a Shondaland addict. Ish.
Grey's Anatomy addict.
I do love me some Grey's Anatomy. I watched the first probably three seasons of Private Practice. And then I watched the first couple seasons of Scandal, probably 1-4. And then it got a little too much for me.
Whatever this most recent season is.
And season one of How to Get Away with Murder. Which I know isn't technically hers. She's just producing it. She doesn't write it. But
still.
It's still on her.
We did. Me and Anna did mention this the other day when we were talking about Shondaland.
Papa Pope for life.
Seriously, one of the greatest actors ever. I forget his name, but he's amazing.
Morton. Something Morton. Joseph Morton?
Joe Morton. Uh-huh.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Seriously. The first, and how the first season, those the first six episodes...
So flawless, brilliant,
well-paced, beautifully acted, great story.
And that finale of Kerry Washington turning to
Quinn,
Katie Lowe's, and going, it's time to tell them who you are. And you're going, wait, what? Who are you? Like, who that was so brilliant. I thought...
My brain went a million places. I was like, oh, is she the president's almost daughter or something? I don't know.
Yeah, and then I do feel like in season two, when they revealed who she was and all of that, it was a bit of a letdown for me. Like, I didn't really care too much. I thought
it was interesting, but like... For the big, like,
I think reveal. They made her too dark about it. Like, she got too dark about it. Like, get over yourself. You're not that special. You don't need to be going crazy with Huck. Like, calm it down.
Yeah, that...
But season two Huck episode with the clock and him...
Losing
my crap.
Tears.
Dying.
Losing your crap?
I was going to say losing my shit and crying, and I said losing my crying.
I clocked out for all of that because I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, anyways, Scandal, it has its moments where it's, like, really, like, fantastic. I think Papa Pope is the best. Again, I will say it, that scene in the air hangar where he's talking to Kerry Washington it's like iconic to me now. He's telling her, what have I always told you? You have to try twice as hard to get half as much as they get. And he's so right in so many different ways. But anyways, I thought that like cemented Joe Morton in my head for
me. Yeah, he's fantastic.
In that show.
But what I was going to say about Grey's Anatomy is that, yes, it's a procedural. There's a new case almost every episode. It's about their relationships. But what I appreciate is that somehow the case, like, reveals things to them about who they are and about the relationship. So it's all, like, super connected, and it's so well written. Nothing's been repeated.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really. Grey's Anatomy will always have a very special place in my heart.
How many seasons has it been? Like 30?
I think we're on 14.
Oh my god, that's too many.
It's so good.
That's like when we saw Smallville, it had like 10 seasons. I was like, uh-uh. Who? That's a really long prequel. It does not have to be... It does not need to be that long.
Okay, so this episode, my first note is Benjamin Bratt!
My first note is Stephen Amell!
My first note was, where do I know this guy from? And then...
Later on, I said, yes, Green Arrow.
Yeah, so now I know it's Green Arrow. I was like, I knew he was, like, handsome and sculpted. That's why.
And this is before he got...
Handsome and sculpted.
This is before he bulked out.
He was already pretty fit, and yeah. I was like, damn, I know him because I know those muscles from somewhere. Where?
From watching him do the thing where he...
It's from because like his commercials, Arrow commercials will play like before Crazy Ex-Girlfriend or Jane the Virgin and stuff like that.
West Covina.
Supergirl. Sorry. The what?
I'm seeing West Covina.
West Covina.
California. Sorry. Shout out to
the best show ever. I need you to catch up on
that. I know. It's good.
It's amazing.
Okay.
Shut up. It's amazing.
Okay. So, I can't imagine having to make a decision like that for someone. Like, if someone is in, you know, they're going to die or make this decision for them, I don't even know that I could do that. I mean, the situation's a little different, but, like, I just thought, like...
Him deciding to have the hysterectomy for
Yeah. Him? Like, that's a...
Which we later found out is because he doesn't want to fucking
Yeah, baby. But that's why I was, like, initially my note was, like, I can't imagine... having to make
but hopefully a decision like that for if someone. You're married or you're that close to someone, you guys have discussed those things, like,
yeah, I mean, think those are like big conversations that you would have, like,
I would think,
I mean, if you had an open communication and an open relationship, I would think you those talk things. About well, what happens if I die, or what happens if you die,
donate my organs,
do you want to bury me, do you want to cremate me? I've already had this discussion with my family, so, oh, by the way, guys, I would like to be cremated.
Me too.
Okay, great.
Can I ask y'all why?
Yes.
Well, why, Joy? Put it.
I want to be cremated because, A, it's better for the earth that we're not all buried in it, and B, I think it's just, like, I don't want to be wasted. I don't like the idea of my body, like, decaying in the ground. Like, that grosses and freaks me out.
Well, you won't feel it.
I know, but... I'll be trapped in a box. Like, I'm going to be up there going, I don't like this. Get me out of there.
She's assuming a lot of stuff, isn't she? Hey.
I'll be in the good place.
You'll be in the medium place.
The medium place. I need a medium place. Also, another good show, The Good Place.
Oh, yes, great. It's our favorite.
We need a whole podcast about The Good Place.
So what do you, why, what's your reasoning for?
Same thing. I think I don't want to...
It's so expensive, too.
In a weird way, I don't want to be a waste of space.
That's not weird.
I don't want to just take up some space in the ground. And then that was my first thing, always, because when I found out how much, a couple of years ago, somebody passed, and I found out how much it costs to actually, like, bury them, get their coffin and the plot of land.
And cremation ain't cheap, either.
No, but it's definitely significantly cheaper. Yeah. Like, cremation's, like, $500-$600. And, like, a formal, like, burial is, like, $10,000 minimum. Yeah. Unless you get in the shitty wood box. But I don't want to put... Hopefully I won't have any debt left when I die. So I would hope not, because I don't want to pass that on to, like, because they'll come after whoever your main family is, because they're fucking stupid.
Yes, I know.
They want your interest and your money and whatever, even after you're dead. So I don't want to put a $10,000 bill on my family. So
right.
I'd rather just do that. And then, you know, I don't know if you're still allowed, but, like, if you want to, like, throw me off of a mountain or a cliff or the Grand Canyon or, like, in the
middle
of the...
Where would you want your ashes to be spread? Do you know?
In the middle of the ocean, maybe.
What ocean does matter?
I really like that idea. The Pacific Ocean.
That's beautiful. What about you? Where would you want your ashes to be spread? Since we're talking about...
This is such an uplifting podcast. Aren't you so glad you're listening?
We're so funny.
No, the title of this episode, do you want to be cremated? That should be the title of the episode.
That's what it's going to be.
Cremation or burial?
Yes.
I don't know. Either someplace really beautiful, like off a mountaintop or something. But ideally, I think I'd want to be planted with a tree.
Mm. Okay.
So that way I'm
new life. I am growth. Aww.
I talked about this with one of my cousins a long time ago, and she mentioned being buried with a tree, and I was like, that's what I want. And someone who can take care of it. Like, I don't want my tree to die.
Like our tree in the back.
It's still alive.
It's still going.
I mean,
thankfully, like, it no leaves are on it right now, so I can, like, straighten it out again, but
yeah,
can't keep that straight, so.
What about you?
I honestly haven't thought about it, because that stuff freaks me out. To be honest with you,
this is a safe space. We will take care of you.
Well, I mean, not that I dealt with it. I kind of did. My mom's brother passed, and that was the first time I had had death that close to me before. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting to see, like, it's quick. It's so quick they die, and you have to, like, get to the planning so quickly. And it happens so fast, and, like, all of a sudden he's gone. And it's just really, it's a lot. And so... I get what your points are very valid about, like, not wanting to be a waste of space or wanting to, you know, be with the earth. And that's beautiful.
Should we need the land for something else?
I really don't know. I think it would just be more of, like, I don't know.
Also, I like the idea of the tree, because then you can go visit me there. Not that I'm even thinking, like, everyone's going to want to come visit me, but, like, if
initials into the
if someone wanted to, you know, like, you go to a gravestone and you talk to people or you just sit and think about them, you can go to the tree and do the same thing. But also what's really interesting is that the Catholic Church frowns upon cremation.
Yeah.
And so...
I think what I told my dad recently, because for whatever reason, I was having this conversation with my parents recently, I told my mom. My mom was cool with it. She wants to. I think she said she also wanted to be cremated, like, off of in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
She always wanted to go there. I told my dad. He was like, "No, why would you do that?" Blah blah. I think also for religious reasons.
Yeah.
Do
you think it's so interesting? Like,
because my dad wants to be cremated, but my mom does not, and so, you know, it's kind of like. Mom, it's his, you know, it's what he wants.
Yeah.
It's when you're married, whatever. It's true.
But you could also bury the urn in a plot next to the coffin.
He wants us to go spread his ashes.
Spread his ashes, yeah.
Oh, where?
He hasn't said. He just says he wants to. My mom doesn't like to talk about it.
It was back in his hometown.
But, I don't know. I get what a burden is, but I don't know. I don't want to be cremated. I don't have a good reason not to or a good reason to do it.
You just don't want to.
I just don't want to.
And that's it? That's
and I mean, not like I'll feel it or anything. Or.
Right.
But I guess the goal is to be, like, loaded so my parents have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Has it happened yet? No.
Have things
said. This podcast is going to do it for me. No, I'm kidding.
Make us rich.
Anyway, so let's talk about death.
So, what did you guys think?
Huge tangent later.
Question for leave in the comments: burial or cremation?
Yeah. Let us know.
Give us your reason why.
How and where do you want to be spread?
How Crystal decide?
It's gonna be a poll. It's gonna be a poll on Twitter.
Also, tell us where you want us to. To spread your ashes.
Yeah, that's a good.
Those are good. The quick
suggestion.
Questions.
So when we die, we can look back at this.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so Benjamin Bratt, still handsome.
Holla.
Ugh, yes.
Holla.
He can get it.
I stopped watching before he got on the show. If I would have known he was on the show, I'd have been like, I'm staying.
Go back, just watch for him.
I really liked the dress that Kate Walsh was wearing when she was drinking coffee, that gray
With the little
beautiful. Mm-hmm. I loved that.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. That was really cute. It looks like something off of, like, Project Runway, like, when they have, like, a quick challenge.
Yeah.
Like, something that they would make with a
jacket
or
something.
It was simple,
which was beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know how, like, the show is spun off of Grey's Anatomy?
No.
So, Addison's
Kate Walsh, mm-hmm. Addison, was married to Derek Shepherd, Patrick Dempsey's character.
Oh, Dreamy.
Really? In season one, but she cheated on him, and that's why he moved to Seattle and started all of it. So she was on Grey's Anatomy for end of season one through, like, season three, and then she got the spinoff show. She moved up down to California to be with her friends, Taye Diggs and Audra McDonald, Naomi and Sam, and she joined their practice, and that's where all this came from.
This show made me want to go back to California and go on the Santa Monica Pier.
Yes. That's what I wasn't really sure where it was. I just knew it was on a beach somewhere.
I reckon at the pier.
Until I saw that. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Still handsome. What's her name? Violet?
Violet, the short hair.
Violet, yeah. Totally different person. It really shows you how, like, in the first scene, she was wearing, like, glasses, and her hair was all messy. And then they take off her glasses and, style her hair. And I'm like, they just did a little makeover on this. I hate all those teen movies that were like, oh, she's going to go from nerdy to super hot. And all we're going to do is take her ponytail down and put some glasses on. That's so dumb.
That character, she's been through some shit. And the woman that she was taking care of kind of mentioned it. She goes, I read your book and you overcame so much. Mm-hmm. End of season two, she's pregnant. And one of her crazy patients comes, knocks on her door, breaks in, and literally knocks her out, cuts her open, and takes her baby out in her, entryway. And steals her baby.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was so intense and so hardcore. And, like, it was so much.
This show is insane.
And then she got attacked in her house here in this episode. And I was like, Violet, just fucking move. And then she literally said, I'm selling this house. And I was like, good for you. Get out. Like, this house is not good for you.
And I thought Penny Dreadful was bad. This is crazy, too.
Oh, my God.
And then in season three, the one with the southern accent, mm-hmm. she's Charlotte. She's one of the best characters on the show. She's so fantastic. In season three, she was, like, brutally attacked and raped in this,
oh my God,
like, awful, awful episode.
Goodness.
Yeah.
You can't watch these things.
The show gets dark.
Blonde lady is Charlotte. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remembered her from Something's Gotta Give, because I was like, she sounds so familiar. Everybody on the show, I was like, I know you from somewhere. Where?
Yeah.
And that was it. She's also so pretty.
Her relationship with Cooper is one of my favorite parts of the show.
Speaking of Cooper, I recognize him from Scandal.
Scandal.
This is such a completely different character.
He's like a lovable teddy bear in this show.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I'm like hurting for you.
He's a kid's pediatric, he's a pediatric doctor. Like, he's like a...
Which is like a complete 180 from like the douchey, exploitive guy
he is in
from
Scandal. Yeah.
He's like, wow, okay, he can act. All right, I'll take that.
And he was the guy that was with the kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That last scene when he's telling her he feels guilty, like, totally made me cry.
Yeah. I was, like, starting to get teary, but I was like, oh, and then I remembered the things he did on Scandal, and I was like, oh, no, I can't. But.
Now he plays such a good guy in the
show. And them two together, their scene was, like, really well done.
And they're so polar opposites that when they got together in season one, you were like, this is so weird, but I'm so into it. And... Their story is one of my favorite parts of the show.
Hmm. There's a lot of high stakes in this show. Like, I didn't think it was going to be this intense, but life or death surgery, and then someone getting beaten up, and then someone getting attacked in their house. Yeah, it was way more intense
than
I thought,
for sure.
I was like, I thought I was just going to see, like, Grey's Anatomy, just like sex and relationships and blah, 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 mm-hmm. and in between shift breaks or something.
No.
Because that's what I assume Grey's Anatomy would be.
It's not.
Same.
It's not.
But I don't care enough about... I think, like I said, I got my fill on, like, medical shows.
And I want to watch ER now that it's on Hulu.
I'm like, oh. I'm
interested. God,
that's just...
I wrote that... what was her name with the... Her house got broken into?
Violet.
I thought she's the mom from Casper.
Yeah.
She is. So why do I know her face?
Amy Brennan.
We know these people from so many random.
And then the lady that was dying of cancer, she's from my so-called life. She's the best friend.
Aww.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy town.
Hippy dippy weirdo. Why would you want to keep the placenta? That's weird as fuck.
I don't understand.
Was like, I'm gonna put that food down because I don't want to eat it.
I'm gonna put this food down.
Oh my God.
So I wrote that Addison's therapy, like in the beginning and the end of the episode, maybe it's a larger part of this season and it has like
Sorry.
It has like a bigger storyline throughout the entire season, but in this episode it felt really pointless.
Because I was really wondering, I was like, well, what does this tie in? How does this tie in?
I didn't even really feel like the story about them sailing like was a good metaphor.
I had no idea what that was.
Was a good metaphor for what was happening in the episode. Like
it did not connect at all.
No.
At all. What that was just so she can sit there and look fondly at her memories, like that felt really pointless.
Well, her,
I was wondering if like this is how the entire show.
No.
If it starts and ends with her, like
Grey's Anatomy begins and ends with a voiceover, and it's usually Meredith Grey, mm-hmm. but they're always about what's happening in the episode. She's talking about something that happened in the past when she was growing up, and it relates to what's happening in the plot. Mm-hmm. Some of the voiceovers in the early seasons have like my favorite quotes. Like I love those voiceovers, but I don't know if this is a newer thing because I don't remember that from Private Practice. Mm-hmm. But I said props to Addison for still picking the guys most wrong for her.
Yeah.
Shonda, write a guy who deserves her, and I think that's what Benjamin Bratt was brought in for. Because I thought they were together at the beginning of this episode, but I guess they weren't.
I guess not. Like, what?
I think this is the beginning of their relationship.
Okay.
Because he's just the guy to help her get the baby.
Okay. So, the big question of the episode. Benjamin Bratt or Taye Diggs? Why?
Benjamin Bratt? Are you kidding me? Have you seen his face? I mean, Taye Diggs is great. But I just, Benjamin Bratt's face is like...
Benjamin Bratt. They're both attractive. Benjamin Bratt, I think, is who I would choose. Because I was really invested in Taye Diggs and Idina Menzel's relationship for so long.
Oh,
and that when it ended, I was just so shattered.
That's true. I did think about that when I asked you guys that question. I was like, oh, but I could never follow Idina Menzel.
And
I would never live up to that.
He's been dating some woman for a long time now, like pretty much almost since they announced their divorce. Like he's been with the same woman and she's remarried now. So yeah. Like they're doing okay, but I'm like,
yeah,
I don't
Benjamin
like it.
Brett, I will always have a crush on him because Miss Congeniality.
You wanna hold me,
you wanna hug me, you wanna kiss me. Yeah,
that's the greatest.
That is such an iconic forever.
I
could watch that movie a million times. Yeah, he was just so cute in that.
Yeah,
so adorable.
Agree.
All right, so we're all marrying Benjamin Brett. Okay.
Okay. So Addison, when in season 3 of Grey's Anatomy, when she did the crossover episode into this to see if the pilot would work, she literally moved to LA or moved to California to get pregnant, to have a baby. And here we are 4 seasons later and she still doesn't have baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
her best friend Naomi was a fertility specialist. So she went to go see Naomi and she's like, I want to have a baby, I want to get pregnant. And the whole two-parter, she's looking through, like, sperm donors, and she's figuring it out, and she's talking about it. And then in this episode, she mentions IVF adoption and
other
something else.
Other things that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Dang.
So I'm like, damn, girl. Maybe it wasn't in the cards for you. Like.
Oh, no.
It's been 4 seasons, and you still don't have a baby.
I mean, they're trying to keep the show, so.
But you know who used to be on this show? Oh, God, his name just flew out of my head.
Let's play the game. Go. Come on.
Grey's Anatomy. Not Grey's Anatomy.
That's
sorry.
That doesn't help. Keep going.
Veronica Mars. Piz.
Chris Lowell?
Something like that. He was on this show.
He's so cute.
He was on it for the first three, four seasons with Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts?
Are you okay? Her character name was Naomi, and that just flew out with Audra McDonald.
Damn. Same person. No, I'm not.
They literally look so similar. It's hard to tell them apart.
The
they're twins.
Oh, my God.
Separated at birth.
Apologies.
Anyways, he's very cute. Chris Lowe.
So. Yeah. Piz. I love him.
Team Piz. Well, Team
No,
Piz.
Team
no,
Logan.
No. Team Piz for me.
Yeah.
Team Logan for Veronica.
His narky deserves the best.
He deserves me. Oh my God. It's so dating. He's so great.
He's so great.
Jack, if he's single now.
No, Piz is
the character.
He's not a real person.
I thought you meant the actor. Just you can
I need you to watch the show.
You need to watch Veronica
it's
Mars.
So good.
I almost said Grey's Anatomy again. I have issues.
You need to go to bed. That's enough.
I don't know what's wrong.
Well, the first
with
season
me
is excellent. Second season, meh. But you have to watch season 3 because Piz comes and then it's
worth it for
Piz. I do
want to
watch it because, what's her name?
Kristen Bell?
Mm-hmm.
She's fantastic.
It's worth it. Mm-hmm. So good. That first season arc mystery is excellent. It's executed
it's a
well.
Mystery?
Yes, it's executed
she's
well. Amanda Seyfried is in it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Executed very well.
Lisa Rinna and her husband.
Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin, thank you.
JTT is in it.
Yo!
So
who?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh.
I mean, not the whole show.
But I liked the season two mystery. It was the other stuff I wasn't a fan of. Like...
Yeah, yeah. I think just because season one was so good.
So good.
Anything after that. Oh my god, I can see the snow outside, sorry.
Oh, it's still snowing!
It's beginning.
It wasn't gonna hold up. Yeah. And then season three was
so bad.
But it was really for Piz.
Is there enough for us to make snowmen?
probably not.
Okay, guys, so those are our thoughts on Private Practice. Losing battles.
Oh, there's a song that I recognize. Not singing along.
I did write that.
Cat Mouse by Nicki and Rich.
It was very weird to watch this and write notes about it because these are characters that I know, mm-hmm. but I didn't know what was happening. So I was like, this is so bizarre to know them so well and have opinions on who they are, but also not know what's happening.
Yeah.
So that was a strange predicament.
I can't wait till we get to a show that I've watched.
You've seen Downton Abbey before.
Yeah, but that was one. She's seen, like, a lot of these.
No, have I seen?
I watch a lot of TV. Shut up.
I think this is...
I can't wait till we get to Mad Men. Can we just get to that? Let's skip to that.
I think I've seen... I saw Gifted Man and Downton Abbey, so I've seen two.
I've seen one. What else did we watch?
We watched Downton Abbey. We watched A Gifted Man, The Real O'Neills. So that's three I didn't see. Homeland, I've seen. Smallville, I haven't seen. Private Practice, I've seen. And Penny Dreadful and Turn, I haven't seen. So I've only seen one.
Really? Why
do
you feel like you've seen a lot?
Because you're crazy?
No.
Because I'll watch like a pilot episode here and there, and then I'll never watch the rest. But, okay, guys, so.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time, and you don't know what we're going to be talking about.
Ooh,
so
mystery.
We're going to go watch more Doctor Who. Bye.
No, what was our thing at outside that we said?
What was it?
Wait, you have to get up and do it. Otherwise,
hold on.
Remember.
Hold on. What was
that? Oh, no.
Was it yeah?
Yeah, in a manly voice.
Sorry if you have headphones in. Oh my god.
No, yeah, we were outside in the snow and then we had a thing and it happened. It was funny and now I don't remember.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. There it is.
One, two, three. Yeah.
I hate us. Bye.